Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Screen Geeks Film Snob. This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And this week we are discussing, you know, in the past we've talked about directors' films. We've talked about, you know, Fritz Lang and Godard and Charlie Chaplin. This week we're talking about actors. We're talking about William Powell, Myrna Loy, 1934's The Thin Man.
This movie almost is a category unto itself because, I mean, as we'll explain in just a minute, how many films can we look at now even and say, this is so The Thin Man. They're doing The Thin Man. This movie is it basically started that whole genre of really witty repartee between two very sexy and sophisticated stars and actors.
And lots of alcohol.
Copious amounts of alcohol and cigarette smoke. Yeah, this is back when there was a very, very different Hollywood, very different America for that matter.
Oh, yeah. Like at one point, Powell almost gets shot and he gets grazed with a bullet and, you know, Myrna Loy, do you want a drink? What do you think? You know, I mean, it's hilarious. I think, you know, it all starts off, you know, it starts off beautifully when, you know, Myrna Loy's getting dragged in by Ash to the dog. And he introduces the dog before the wife, and she asks him, why doesn't she get top billing yet? You know, it's the beautiful thing is that you can tell this really works as a relationship. They have a chemistry on – it's the kind of chemistry that you can't fake.
Yeah.
You know, you could see them being married.
Yeah, it's a very strong – like, it's not like I Love Lucy, where Lucy was, you know, even though she's bright, she's really kind of a dim bulb, and, you know, Ricky was, like, the one who always got Lucy out of trouble. This is where they're both very, very strong personas, sometimes even bumping heads, but the two really complement one another, as opposed to one being smarter or sharper than the other.
Exactly. I guess we should start set it up really quick. It's about the story of Nick and Nora Charles. Yes. Nick is a former private investigator – oh, and former detective in the police, I believe. And he marries Nora, whose father recently passed away and left her a whole bunch of money. So they're just going to live in the life, and he's quit. And invariably, trouble comes to find him.
Yes.
The fun thing is that Nora's always like, why don't you take the case? This is cool stuff. You know, she thinks it's like outright exciting. And he's like, no, until he gets sucked in.
Yes. And we should explain that the thin man of the title is indeed the one who committed the crime, who they're after. In other words, it was interesting that the following sequels had the thin man in the title, but they didn't.
They didn't have thin men.
Yeah. I mean, they should have just called it Nick and Nora.
They could. They should have. But, you know, at the same time, the thin man worked. And so they rolled with it for a sequel, and then it just kept going and going. It turned into like an Abbott and Costello type thing.
How many sequels are we talking?
I think there were 5 or 6 movies total. Gosh. We got the entire box set.
Yeah, I mean, and the thin man, of course, is a much classier and cooler title than Nick and Nora. But yeah, I always thought it was funny that there was only one thin man, really, who were talking about one specific character. And it wasn't Nick or Nora, or the dog, for that matter.
Exactly. You have to, you know, it all comes back to the chemistry between the people. You know, There's lack of respect at some point, but it's all done in a loving way between like what man and a wife could do, you know, giving each other some ribbing and stuff like that. The way that Nick's criminal past comes back all the time, they're out on the street and some like 5 guys that he just put away. Hey, how's it going, Nick? You know, he has a great relationship with them, and she always invariably says, "You just helped me meet the nicest people." It's really interesting because every single movie is pretty much the same chemistry over and over and over again. There's one point where he tries to get on the wagon, you know, quit drinking and whatever. But like that's the biggest change in their relationship, which could lend itself to being very tired after a while. Amazingly enough, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of thing that could get tired after one movie.
Sure.
And in this case, you're like, I love these people. I want to watch them do more, which is why they did more movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is an example of a really, really smart franchise. I don't think anybody expected to become a franchise, but it works so well. And even like, I have not seen all the sequels, and the ones I did really varied in quality, but the chemistry between Powell and Loy is so good in all of these films.
It carries the movies. Yeah. Some of them aren't as good as others, obviously. Because they're sequels. They're vehicles
for these two people, yeah.
But it's the first set of vehicles that worked so well. It's the movie that established, you know, get all the suspects together and all, you know, figure out who did it at some point, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful because it's seat of your pants detective work, and it's got a lot of comedy in it. I love this series. It's some of my all-time favorites.
Absolutely. I mean, to go with an obvious modern-day example, I mean, everything from Romancing the Stone. There was a really bad Julia Roberts, Nick Nolte movie called I Love Trouble that was very clearly trying to be a Nick and Nora movie that really failed. Even though Mr. and Mrs. Smith isn't really that kind of movie, I think they're obviously in the vein of The Thin Man. Out of Sight, certainly, the relationship between Lopez and Clooney, very Thin Man. And then one of my favorite TV series of all time, Moonlighting, very, very much The Thin Man.
Absolutely.
I think my last little trivia note about The Thin Man I always like to mention is that at one point, about about 10, 15 years ago, it was a Broadway play that lasted about 3 days. It was called Nick and Nora. And Barry Boswick, Brad in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, played Nick. And I remember very vividly the opening night review that I read in the New York Times at the time. It said, it's very telling that this play opens up with a dog, because that's indeed the kind of play that this is. Apparently Asta, the dog, was the first thing audiences saw when the curtain opened. It was Asta the dog barking at the audience.
Wow.
And yeah, so Nick and Nora, like Superman, did not do very well as a Broadway play, but as a movie, fantastic. So.
Absolutely. We highly recommend it. Unfortunately, the Warner Brothers release is very lacking. It's very bare bones. Has filmographies of everyone involved, and that's about it.
Mm.
The entire box set, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's great. It has a full documentary about both of them and their careers beforehand. Powell is probably best known before that in being My Man Godfrey.
Yeah.
So it's great. It talks about both their lives. It's awesome. So I just want to take a little bit of a break from the art house film snob to just really good movies that people haven't seen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is such a great like date movie to recommend. You know, if you absolutely. Like old fashioned movies, a good thriller, a great comedy. I mean, even the ones, honestly, these vehicles, even the Thin Man movies that don't really work. I don't want to say don't work, but aren't as good in terms of plot. They're funny as heck. The dialogue always snaps and crackles with these two.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind old movies, but you don't want to deal with like the Andy Hardy movie type crap, this is absolutely up your alley. I can't recommend this highly enough.
Yes.
So cool. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this week. This might be the last film snob for the year. We'll have to see what happens from there. But if not, send us some comments, podcast@screengeeks.com. And until next time, this is Dave.
This is Barry.